live. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, here it's Ian,
Allie,
and Daryl.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. You can go there, get more of Daryl's podcasts and also newsletter, newspaper that you've been putting out, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, just this month, due to some financial issues, it has reverted from a newspaper back to a newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still doing the online free version in the newspaper format just because I really like the way that looks. So it's sort of
an presumably it'll come
e-paper.
Back.
Yeah, it's hopefully within a couple of months it comes back.
How can people contribute to your efforts?
Well,
at FPP?
I just started up a fans program, which is friends, allies, and numerary supporters. So you can go to fans.fpp.cc.
And that'll allow you to sign up with what, PayPal?
PayPal. You can also donate with Bitcoin.
Cool.
And if you wish to donate in some other manner, send me an email at editor@fpp.cc.
So there's been, I'm glad you're here tonight, Allie. I mean, just because I'm normally glad to have you in the studio, but specifically because we have a topic that is particularly relevant to you, because you do not have a penis that I know of.
That you know of.
And there's for a long time been a conversation in the Liberty Movement, of which we are all a part, about women in the Liberty Movement, or rather the lack of women in the Liberty Movement.
Oh, you mean the Liberty Sausage Fest.
As it has been called. And I think that the Free State Project has a better ratio than the average Libertarian Party meeting, for instance.
Yes.
I remember when we went...
you gotta bring the whole family with you. You can't just bring yourself.
Well, there's that. But I think a lot of Liberty... Like, you didn't bring a family with you. It was just you that...
This is my family.
Well, right. And that's true. I mean, there's a real connection among Liberty-minded people here. And it does feel like a family that you've never really known, necessarily. But I remember when Daryl and I went to the Libertarian Party meeting in New Hampshire, they had a statewide
convention. It was the nomination convention,
yeah,
for which you were nominated for to be a candidate for state rep.
And you were nominated.
I was nominated to run for Register of Deeds here in the county.
And I think that there were, when we were going up there, I predicted that there would be 10% of the population at the meeting that would be female. And I ended up being pretty much accurate with that statement, being that I'm familiar with the Liberty Movement and how overwhelmingly male it can be.
I believe it wound up being 3 females and like 25 guys.
Something like that. I think it was either 2 or 3 females, I forget. But anyway... there's been controversy over this issue just recently, just this week, surrounding one lady in particular. Her name on YouTube is Token Libertarian Girl.
Issue with that name.
I thought she was going to be a pothead when I first saw the name, and she's
not. Julie Borowski. She's awesome.
I didn't know who she was. She kind of came out into my purview during the Ron Paul 2012 campaign. And she has an opinion that has caused a bit of a stir amongst people in this movement. Were you going to add something about the Token Libertarian?
I was just going to say that looking at some of her other videos, she needs to just change her name to GOP Girl.
Really?
Well,
she's advocating voting for Rand Paul in 2016.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We need to vote for the Republican for president, regardless of who it is. But you can vote for the Libertarian Party people for lower things.
We
have to pave the way for Rand Paul.
Did she say to vote for Republicans?
Yes. For national offices and vote for Libertarians for other things.
Well,
to pave the way for Rand in 2016.
You have to send me that video, because I don't remember her saying to vote for Republicans, although I did just start watching her videos kind of recently.
She has quite a few of them. She's got 77 videos, 13,000 subscribers. Then again, she is a young lady, and there aren't very many of them in the Liberty Movement. She's not an unattractive young lady either.
And she has a blue tongue.
So that helps. I don't know about it. I'm not sure what that means.
At least in the one video about we need more women, her tongue is blue, and that
you
distracted
me. You are so petty, Daryl.
I'm just saying that distracted me.
Like, oh, she wants you to vote for Rand Paul, and her tongue's blue.
Yeah, I have
okay,
to agree
the Rand
with the,
Paul part is pretty bad, the but the blue Paul's tongue bad. Part is pretty
the blue
silly.
Tongue just distracted me, just, and I couldn't really pay attention to what she said.
Just so we can be clear, Rand Paul can't hold his dad's jockstrap when it comes to the ideas of liberty, and he's an embarrassment to the freedom. I don't think he would claim he's part of the freedom movement. He's just a conservative.
He bragged when he was running for Senate that the media could not pin the libertarian label on me.
Mm. Yeah, because he's not libertarian.
Anyway, she's really good about other stuff.
So Julie Borowski?
Borowski.
Julie Borowski is actually going to be speaking at the upcoming Liberty Forum. So anyone that has a beef will be able to speak to her directly. And Angela Keaton from antiwar.com.
I love Angela.
She's great. And she's been at this Liberty thing for a long, long time. And she basically took issue with some of the things that were being said in this particular video. So what I guess we're going to do here is play a portion of this clip. It's not necessary to play the whole thing because she kind of goes off the rails at one point during the video.
Yeah.
But
for comedic value.
And, you know, it's somewhat comedic. It's not really, you know, I didn't think it was anything to write home about. But she kind of loses the track on what her original point was, which is supposedly addressing the reason why there aren't that many women in the Liberty Movement. So we'll start the video where she begins.
Why aren't there more female libertarians? Because libertarianism is not part of popular culture yet. Let's be honest here. Women tend to be more concerned with being socially accepted and fitting in with their peers.
This is a statement that has upset a number of people. That women tend to be more concerned about fitting in with their peers and being socially accepted.
I think that is a concern of all humans. And I think that in general, it is more societally acceptable for white males to have opinions than for women, black people, minorities. I think just in general, that is who you see if you are hanging out. Like, people are like creatures of social atmospheres. I think that, you know, yeah, as a woman having conversations with other women, I have kicked myself in the butt for having an opinion in conversations with women, because these are not the things that they talk about. They talk about Justin Bieber. They talk about Rihanna. It's like, to some extent, it's not really safe to have an opinion. It's not stimulating for a lot of females to talk about stuff like that because they're not used to thinking about it so much.
I tend to disagree that it's only a problem for women. I've had jobs.
I didn't say it was only a problem for women. I'm saying that it's a problem for
you're saying
not
it's
white
a
males.
Problem for women to have different opinions than women that they hang out with.
No, I think that a lot of women don't
you're
know
women
their
are
opinion.
Shallow?
I'm saying a lot of women don't know their opinion because they've never really saw it in their interest to have an opinion.
Right. And
why do you care
saying
about
that's
things?
True about women in general.
I'm not saying all women. I would never say all. Obviously, that
right,
would make sense because I'm
all.
Very opinionated.
He's just
most
saying
women?
A
generalization
general?
Of...
My observation.
That's what Julie is saying here.
My observation. That's all I'm going on. Because
well, what about the men who want to talk about cars and baseball?
That's what I'm saying. When I've, you know, told friends about different political issues or we need to change this, the question is, why do you care? Go watch a football game.
I will
watch a football game. And, you know, I'll relax and watch a football game, but, you know, these issues are still important.
It's not about what other interests you have. I don't care if you like football. Liking football doesn't make you unsusceptible to being logical about philosophy or whatever libertarians are certainly insightful about. I think that it has more to do with what is controversial to have an opinion about.
I'm confused. Right. Let's come back with more on this here in moments. 855-453. We'll play more of what Julie says in her video and take your calls and comments on this. Women in the Liberty Movement, are there specific reasons why there are so few of them, it seems? 855-453. Is Julie onto something here, or is she totally off the rails? What are your thoughts? 855-450-3733. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, toll-free number tonight for you to bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. You don't have to comment on the topic at hand, which happens to be women and the Liberty Movement, and why it seems that there aren't as many as Well, there should be. At least we would hope that there should be.
How many should there be?
A lot. A more, at least as many
as
men.
Should there be more
at
women
least
than
one
men?
One woman for every man.
What if there are more women than men?
Well, that'd be fine, too.
You'd like that, huh?
Who wouldn't like that? Except for apparently some of the women. But
what is that supposed to mean?
Into this discussion here in a moment, I want to make sure you know about how to get Free Talk Live archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download as many of them as you want from freetalklive.com. At the top of the page, you'll see the last 7 days' worth of the show. You can click into the archive section. That'll take you back to years' worth of Free Talk Live. All of it is completely free. So please head over there and enjoy that. In addition, there's our SoundCloud page. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. That's another way to access all those archives. Plus, you'll also be able to access other bits of related content, like the Edgington Post series, which is an interview series that Mark has been doing. He's normally on every night of the week. Friday night's his night off. But you can grab the Edgington Post series there at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, as well as the occasional interview that we might do on like one of our radio stations that carries the show. That sort of stuff will pop up there as well. So go to freetalklive.com, enjoy all the features, and you can also get to the SoundCloud page by going to the left-hand side of freetalklive.com and clicking on the SoundCloud link underneath Listen and Share. We're sharing with you tonight some of the controversy that's bubbled up within the Liberty Movement over the past couple days with a video blogger named The Token Libertarian Girl, also known as Julie Borowski. She's apparently, some people say she's not really a libertarian because she supports Rand Paul for president in 2016. And I would agree, that is an indicator that she's probably not really a libertarian. But she does seem to have it right on some issues. I haven't watched all of her videos, but I've watched maybe three of them. And in her videos, she is clear that she supports people's rights to do with their own body as they choose, even though she doesn't agree with it. So she seems to come from kind of a social conservative background. She seems to be a, you know, socially conservative lady herself, but she gets the point about not forcing that on other people, so credit to her for that. But what she's talking about tonight is addressing the, I guess this is the latest video on her channel, or one of them, addressing the lack of female libertarians. Her statement is basically, I'll just play it back here because we're only a few seconds into the video.
Why aren't there more female libertarians? Because libertarianism is not part of popular culture yet. Let's be honest here. Women tend to be more concerned with being socially accepted and fitting in with their peers.
Is that really true? You know, is that a true statement with women compared to men? Are men less concerned with fitting in? Because it seems like most people are concerned with fitting in. The average person wants to go along to get along, not be outstanding, right?
I think there's a little bit more of an acceptability among guys. If you want to be a computer nerd, then, yeah, you know, it's a little more accepted than if a woman is a computer nerd.
There are more women in you know, gaming positions and computer nerd positions now than ever before, though.
I did not know that. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I don't keep up with pop culture, so I have no clue. Like,
I mean, even being into games and computers is now more popular than it was before as well.
As far as I know, it sounds like from the geeks I've talked to that women would be greatly appreciated for there to be more on, you know, in whatever community it is. They want chicks. Like, it's not that they're not welcome. It's that, you know, maybe you have a point. Maybe, like, women would find it, like, if they found World of Warcraft to be a particularly exciting game and they wanted to spend their time playing it, that maybe they feel like their female friends wouldn't understand and wouldn't like them calling off their female dinner date for, you know, to play World of Warcraft.
Let me continue with more of Julie's video here.
I don't want to be associated with something considered outside the mainstream. Pop culture tells women it's normal, it's trendy, it's good to be a liberal. Take these popular women's magazines, full of liberal propaganda. On the front, in big font, they always say, sex, butts, orgasms.
Those things all sound great and wonderful to me.
I don't have a problem with them selling their product that way, but I will say that she has somewhat of a point about women's magazines that I've seen, like the most popular ones that I've noticed are liberal leaning.
And just the way she says liberal, she's saying it, you know, sort of like, liberal. Whereas, you know, as a libertarian, I agree with liberals on about half of the stuff. I agree with conservatives on about half of the stuff. So, you know, she's using it sort of as like a negative term.
Well, right. I mean, it's pretty clear where she comes from. She was obviously from the cut from the conservative cloth and has found the ideas of liberty. And good for her. You know, she's coming in the right direction. I don't know at what point she found it in her lifetime. Maybe she's been, you know, maybe she's relatively new to the movement, has only been with it for a year or two. I mean, we all started probably less principled than we are today, right?
True.
It takes time.
I thought she was from Ron Paul 08.
Was she from that far back?
I think so.
Okay.
But, you know, when we were less principled, we weren't calling ourselves, like, the libertarian man.
Good point. Let me continue here.
Appropriate stuff on full display at the checkout line at the grocery store. Not only do these magazines promote the liberal feminist view that casual sex is empowering to women... No, it's not.
Okay, so that's something else that has upset a number of people. Her position that casual sex is not empowering to women. And personally, I don't care. Like, to me, it's a non-issue. You can have sex with whoever you want, and if it makes you feel good, then right on. But I guess some people are upset that she has that particular opinion.
I don't care that she has that opinion. I mean, I'm not saying... I think... It depends on the woman. I know women who have casual sex who don't seem like it's bettering them, but I don't know if that's the problem. I don't think the sex is the problem. I think that there's probably some deeper underlying things.
Really see that as a quote-unquote liberal issue. That just sounds like, you know, a more promiscuous lifestyle.
Well, right. She's suggesting that
liberals
are more likely to have, you know, promiscuous sex.
That if you, you know, sleep around.
That's not true.
If sex is how you say hello, then you obviously voted for Barack Obama and the Democrats.
Let me give the counterpoint, and I don't know why there's a peanut gallery in here chit-chatting in the background named Mark Edge, but we can't hear you. You don't have a microphone. Anyway, BleedingHeartLibertarians.com's Sarah Squire has responded, along with Steve Horowitz, as a co-authored article. So another apparently libertarian female has responded to this video in text form, so I will share that. This morning, Julie Borowski, who makes videos as Token Libertarian Girl, shared her answer to the question, why aren't there more female libertarians? While we certainly agree with Borowski that this is a question worth asking, and while we also agree that in the long run her video answers the question, we think just about everything else she says in her two-minute video is wrong. Borowski argues that because libertarianism and liberty issues are not thoroughly integrated into popular culture, women who are slaves to being socially acceptable and fitting in with their peers find libertarianism unappealing. She excoriates popular culture and women's magazines in particular as left-wing feminist programmers of women's minds and damns women as passive recipients of everything the culture hands out. Borowski then slut-shames women who engage in casual sex, offhandedly dismisses the possibility that a libertarian could be pro-choice, and spirals often into an unfocused critique of the luxury goods market. 855-450-FREE will continue here with the other side of the story and take your calls. Share your thoughts on this issue or anything. Free talk.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. weapons and water filters. Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you there. There are a bunch of them, and they're completely free. Bulletin board system, you can get interactive there. You can also post whatever you want to the website, actually. You can submit content to it. So if you find something that you think our listeners would enjoy, maybe it's a YouTube video or a commentary piece, whatever you want, you submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page and must receive a certain number of votes at that point in order to be voted to the top, or the front page, rather, of our website. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. And know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. Allie, you've seen the film, yes?
I love that movie.
Derek Jay's, what do you think, Daryl?
Loved it. Every version that I saw during production, post-production, the one that I saw in the theater, the mm-hmm. one that I've seen that will actually be on the DVD, love all of them.
Talking to Derek Jay about the special features package that comes along when you buy the DVD, mm-hmm. and he was just talking about how, it sounds like it's extensive. Like, there's a lot of content there. I thought it was just, I don't know.
You thought we were just going to put the movie on a DVD?
Yeah, like cut out scenes or something.
No, you're right. It is a really extensive DVD. The DVD release date is the 22nd. Now, look, you can go and watch Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree right now. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com and click Watch Free in HD. And you can watch it on YouTube. You can download it on via torrent. It's actually been out in the internet land. There's been over 40, it's been about 40,000 views of it on YouTube and who knows how many torrent downloads. But over the last 6 months, basically, it released at the end of July last year. So it's been online for several months, and we've been working pretty much the whole time to move forward with getting a DVD out. And I think that the reason why we wanted to do that was because there are still people who would prefer to put a disc in a player. And there are still people that, you know, want to have a collection.
Well, you got to get Derek J to sign something, so.
That's true. And as I understand it, Derek J may be attending the Liberty Forum, and we may bring a felt-tipped marker for him to sign things with. So there is that that very realistic possibility.
He's looking for one now.
It's around here somewhere. I'll pull it out whenever we get the chance. But so, yeah, you might actually be able to get your Derek J DVD autographed by Derek J himself if you are at the Liberty Forum this year. But so it's nice for, you know, some people want to have a collection of a DVD. They want to be able to go over, walk over to a shelf, pull the DVD off, and put it in their device of choice and play it back. You can't do that with YouTube. I mean, YouTube, if YouTube is having some sort of issue with the, you know, the video's not streaming fast enough, you've got to wait. I mean, so, you know, the internet's great and YouTube's great, but sometimes it's just nice to have your own copy of
something.
Right.
Plus, you can put in a time capsule.
Totally, and that would be a perfect thing for a time capsule. And you can get yours for under $10.
The time capsule or the DVD?
No, the DVD. But you can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. The DVD is available right there for pre-order. And yesterday we were talking about it with Derek on the show, announcing the release of the DVD, which again is coming up on the 22nd. But I've got a better deal. The one I was talking about last night was a pretty good deal. It was $7.46 for the disc plus shipping. And the shipping charges were about $5, $4.98 or something like that, $4.95. And I discovered today that it's available on Amazon as well for pre-order. So you can order it from the distributor's website and pay about $12.40 or 39 cents total after all the shipping's added in. Or you can order it through Amazon and actually save about 40 cents. You can get it for just under $12 with shipping costs included if you order it from Amazon rather than directly from
and
the distributor.
And if you go through shop.freetalklive.com, you guys get another cut.
That's right.
If they get like three copies, they get free shipping because it's over $25.
Correct. So it's being Amazon fulfilled. So when you look at Amazon products, if you're shopping on Amazon and you notice a product does not have the free Super Saver shipping qualification on the description, that means the product is not being fulfilled by Amazon. That means when you order that product, it's being sent to you by someone else. That if there's like a third party, there are a bunch of third party stores and vendors that do business through Amazon, and those products don't qualify for free Super Saver shipping. These products are going to be in the Amazon warehouse. The Derek J. Victimless Crime Spree is going to be at an Amazon warehouse somewhere. That's why it's qualified for the free Super Saver shipping. So if you need to get some other stuff too, throw it all in the cart. As long as you've got $25 worth in the cart, you qualify for free Super Saver shipping, and then you get free shipping on the Derek J DVD. So even though the list price on Amazon is a buck and a half or so higher than it is on the distributor's page, the shipping is cheaper. So going through Amazon is right now the best way that you can get Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. So what you can do is go to VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. The order information is right there on the front page. Or if you just want to jump straight to the Amazon page, you can type in order.VictimlessCrimeSpree.com, and it'll take you right to where you want to go. And you're right, Derek, or Daryl. You're right.
I wish.
If you order through Amazon, we get a chunk of Amazon's profits if you order through order.VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. Because when you go there, it includes the Free Talk Live code when you go to the site.
Daryl, when are you going to start your Victimless Crime Spree?
You know, I actually had something akin to some Civ Dish yesterday.
You went to
the
State House.
Open carrying what appears to be a pistol, which in fact is actually a starter pistol that does not fire bullets at all. And I did this.
But it looks like a real revolver.
It looks like a revolver. And that's what it's intended to do, is to look like a revolver. It fires blanks. But I decided to open carry this thing because the state house passed a rule that no one except for law enforcement officers while on duty are allowed to have deadly weapons on their person in the gallery, on the house floor, in the ante room, or in any area adjacent to said room.
Doesn't that basically include the whole state house?
No.
No, okay. But did you go into the areas that were restricted?
Yes. The Senate chamber does not have a no weapons policy.
Okay, got it.
And I got to talk to a Senate staffer, and she said, no, we don't have that policy, never had the policy. So it's only in the areas of the state house controlled by the state the house side of the state legislature.
You were ready to get arrested when you left here.
I was ready to get arrested. I fully expected to spend a night in jail. Nobody said anything to me.
Not even a security agent or anything?
No. When I was leaving, they did say, have a good day, and that's only because I initiated conversation. How are you guys tonight?
Mm-hmm.
So nothing was said. Hmm. I stayed in the gallery for 30 minutes.
Is that because the rule isn't in effect yet?
The rule, as I understand, the rule took effect as soon as they voted on it.
Do you plan to bring the starter pistol with you every time you go to the state house?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And I intend to go multiple times.
Indeed. There's always something to go and testify on. There's always some sort of political action going on here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So we've been talking about women in the liberty movement. There's been a bit of a spat online between some folks, Julie Borowski, the token libertarian girl on YouTube, and then over at BleedingHeartLibertarians.com, Sarah Squire responds to Julie's post. She says that Julie argues that because libertarianism and liberty are not thoroughly integrated into popular culture, women who are slaves to being socially acceptable and fitting in with their peers find libertarianism as unappealing. Borowski slut-shames women who engage in casual sex and then offhandedly dismisses the possibility that libertarians could be pro-choice. Every single one of these things that she criticizes women for doing should be seen not as causes for shame, but as complex choices that smart, thoughtful women can and do make without destroying their lives in the process. In addition, Borowski is making arguments that conservatives hurl at women all the time. If we want to pull young women away from liberalism and towards libertarianism, repeating the very same intellectually patronizing conservative arguments that pushed women to liberalism in the first place doesn't seem to be the way to go.
All right, so I think that it's not so much that women, and I don't know if Borowski was saying this, that women are somehow more susceptible to just going along with social trends, but I think that for any human, it's going to be scary to be part of a group where you stand out. It makes it a little more inviting
so
when there's a lot of other people who
right.
you can relate to on that weird like race and gender level.
So because it's not popular, and it's going to stay that way, right?
How I think that it can build.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, you can't call in this segment because our network is moving studios, actually.
Psych.
So they've literally unplugged the phone lines. If you want to get on here tonight, you can call if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier. Those lines are separate. They're running directly here into the LRN.FM studios, but the 855-450-FREE number is not going to work for you at this point in time. So, sorry for the inconvenience. Most every night of the week, we are open phones at all times. But figured I'd let you know the phones are closed in the remaining moments of this show. And we've got plenty to talk about here with this video that has caused quite a bit of stir in the with some folks in the Liberty Movement. It's by Julie Borowski. And someone said online, was this our chat room, Allie? You quoted someone said that I hate Julie Borowski.
No. Okay, well, he said more aptly, you seem to not be very neutral in this debate.
Well, I think that I think what she's saying is not fair. I think that.
And what about what is she saying specifically?
Julia was in here during the break, and I like what she said. Can you not? Mark is in the background, like sharpening a knife. It's very distracting.
Allegedly a knife.
He's sharpening something.
I think you just don't like him having like right behind your back with a knife.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I don't know if he has a knife.
Allegedly,
right? It would be illegal. It would be illegal for him to possess a knife. So I don't think he actually has a knife. But it sounds like a sharpening sound, and it's very distracting.
It's a spoon.
Yes. So anyway, let's see. What did you ask me about?
What is Julia saying that you think is unfair?
Well, to women in general, I mean, she's making a statement about women in general being more likely to want to go along to get along, and that's why there aren't as many women in the liberty movement. But I think that that's a true statement about most people, that most people want to, you know, feel like they fit in or whatever. So it's not really fair to say that just about women. And Julia was in the studio a few moments ago, and she said she thinks that Julie is pandering to her audience, which obviously is going to be the libertarian males, because most libertarians are male, and so those are the people that are going to watch her, and a lot of them would probably agree.
And she's a fairly attractive woman.
She is.
So
I have no negative feelings towards her.
Most of the men who are in her like little fan club or whatever are probably guys that are like, you know what, if I ever meet her, I'm going to sleep with her.
Or they would hope to. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know who else she should be pandering to. She's a libertarian chick.
You shouldn't pander to anyone. You should say what you believe.
And maybe she really does believe this.
You should
cater
your product to your customers. That's pandering.
Maybe she really does believe this, but I agree completely with what Sarah Squire and Steve Horwitz write over at BleedingHeartLibertarians.com, at least this portion of it, telling women that they aren't libertarians because they're too stupid to choose something better for themselves isn't great advertising for liberty. Claiming
too
that women
stupid
are
to choose something better for themselves. See, I haven't... No one has proven that... pursuing libertarian ideals philosophically or whatever, that is somehow in one's interest. Like, someone might do that because they like to. If they get a nice feeling from it, winning debates or they just feel like they want to know the truth about something, then sure. But why...
I get where you're coming
from. What is the advantage of being a libertarian woman? Like, I'd probably be better off if I was a feminist, but I just don't like being wrong, so I choose to be libertarian.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, in the same way that taking the plea deal is the better option for the individual in most given cases, but from a larger perspective, taking the plea deal destroys liberty. So it's better to be a libertarian because then you're actually helping humanity, whereas if you are supporting the state or just living life by default, you're doing nothing to help humanity. So it is a better choice to be on board with the ideas of freedom. You agree with that, right?
I mean, I think that freedom benefits more people, but I think that, yeah, if you're just trying to, like, I don't see really what is so, like, oh, ladies, look, you're so much obviously better being libertarians because, look, there's all these dudes in the liberty movement, or what is it? What is the selling point?
I don't think it
point?
Has anything to do with the fact that there are men in the movement, but I think
I think the fact that everybody thinks that ideas are products to be sold and that you have to convince somebody. This is why you need to buy the Bass-O-Matic 3000, because it'll slice, dice, chop, all this other stuff.
The state does a great job at convincing women why they should support the state, right? Because they make them feel like, look,
I don't think they
if
do
it
a
wasn't
good job
for the...
convincing anybody of anything. They
I think
just...
the state does a pretty good job of convincing people that it's necessary, and that if it weren't for the
they
state,
use
then look
force
at...
to convince people.
I know, Daryl, but you don't think that the public school system and all the public works campaigns don't convince
people?
They're
indoctrinating.
Like,
they're
women,
not convincing.
Women are told, or at least I was told, I can't speak for all women, in the public school system, that if it weren't for the state and certain presidents and certain legislation, that I would not ever have a chance
equal.
At making money in the marketplace.
You wouldn't have the right to vote. You wouldn't, et cetera. I think Ali is definitely on to something there. But let me continue with the blog post here. Claiming that women are passive, easily programmed, and incapable of critical interaction with political and cultural ideas is simply wrong, as centuries of history of women fighting against the state and decades of critiques from the left and the right of women's magazines and popular culture have shown. And she does seem to suggest that women are, you know, manipulated by popular culture and that they just go along to get along. And it's not a very empowering view of women. And I don't disbelieve that she really believes that. I mean, I'm not going to suggest that she's pandering because she doesn't believe those things. But maybe she's pandering maybe she's just being more vehement about it because of her audience.
A lot of women like to complain about women's magazines. I don't know why women's magazines get so much critique.
Yeah, who reads magazines?
When it's like, what about women's journals online or whatever? Like, women get their media in other ways, too. But I don't think that women's media is necessarily at fault for shaping women's opinions. I think that women's media panders to whatever they think that women think. That, you know, if I'm running a women's magazine and I'm writing an article, you know, what am I going to write an article about, you know, eminent domain or which birth control pills should you be asking for next at your next doctor's visit?
What I think would be interesting, and I suggested this on Angela Keaton's page where she brought this video up, I suggested that Angela Keaton, who's normally at the Liberty Forum, should debate Julie Borowski on stage. That would be pretty interesting.
Cat fight.
What Borowski... you went there. I didn't. What Borowski
Isn't
does
that
get
why
right...
it would be interesting?
Is that... Yes, that is why.
I'll bring the Jell-O and charge admission.
Does get right is that libertarianism does need to move into popular culture. We do need more and more vocal libertarian authors, actors, musicians, and so on with the talent to produce good work that addresses themes of liberty without being dogmatically and annoyingly ideological. But the way that Borowski's video answers the question, why aren't there more female libertarians, is sadly just by being itself. There aren't more female libertarians because libertarians say things exactly like this. Nearly every female libertarian we know can tell stories about being told, women aren't really equipped to understand libertarianism. It's a biological thing. Or, of course women are status. They all just want to be taken care of. Or, women's brains just can't do economics. Or, women's right to vote ruined the country. Now Borowski has added yet another insult to the pile. We're convinced that if a bright college-age woman considering libertarianism saw this video, she'd think, I don't want to be part of that movement if that's what libertarians think women are like. And Borowski is one of the women. I can only imagine what libertarian men think. So, Allie, thoughts on that?
I think that they're generally right that it's not about what women are like, it's about what people are like. And this, you know, whatever, the culture for some reason, I think having strong opinions about politics or whatever it is has been a white male thing. And because people sort of group themselves, it's just like that for now. But I think that, you know, society is changing and people's interests change. And I think these are good ideas, so I see them likely to spread.
What can we do? I mean, obviously, we've got a short period of time to discuss this. This is the most, I think, productive part of the conversation. What can we do to change the ratios? Because obviously, when there's a heavy male-to-female ratio, it kind of dissuades more women from coming into the movement. So you're doing good things for this, Allie, because you're being heard, you're being seen, you've got your own blog,
ladies
you're also part
Keen.
Of Ladies in Keen, which really, you know, brings ladies who love liberty together to create maybe that group that might attract other women in.
The idea is to show ladies, like, hey, you know, there are libertarian chicks, and there's a lot in Keen, or at least, you know, more than most places you're going to go in the United States.
None of them were at the New Year's Eve party, I'll tell you that. It was a total sausage fest.
Why do you have to bring that up? I would know I wasn't there.
Cecilia did show up later
yes.
on in
after she got off work.
Right. So ladiesandkeen.com. Are you still blogging there, correct?
I've been kind of taking a break for blogging for a while,
okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
Well, I could blog there.
Yeah. I mean, I thought Ladies and Keen was a great idea. There's still a radio show. I'm not sure how often the blogs are being posted there, but there's something.
Regularly.
Okay, good. Good. So the more women that we can get in the movement, the more women will be attracted to the movement. And
I want black people and Hispanics, too.
Absolutely right. 855-453 would have been our number, but we're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. Check out AllieHavens.com and FPP.cc for more of Allie and Daryl.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.